Welcome to Alt Universe Top 40. My name is John McMullen. For the next hour, we will listen to some records, talk about chart positions, and make some good-hearted adjustments that time and taste demand. On today's installment, we will hear a song by a band from England that got its name by making a poster to guide their friend into a tent where they were playing. The name stuck. For our little slice of heaven at number 7, we will hear a solo saxophone performance by the only known musician to have recorded with John Lennon, Aretha Franklin, Jimi Hendrix, and Buddy Holly. Later, for the second week in a row, we will examine a song that would have been a number 1 single had it simply been released. It certainly is a classic, having received an amazing amount of airplay as an album track. And finally, for our Hall of Perfection track, we will retrace the unlikely steps taken by a young Canadian as he played with all types of different musicians on his way to recording the number 1 album of the year, 1972. But first, just as we always do, we begin with a song that at some point was perched at number 40. Some of these were on the way up, some were on the way down. Some hit number 40 for a 1 week peak and then expired. What kind of number 40 do we have today? Well, we focus on a 3-person group that formed in 1977, made up of British musicians Trevor Horn, Jeff Downes, and Bruce Woolley. One random day in 1978, the 3 of them spent an hour completing an odd song that started with a chorus that Woolley wrote. As the band was working on recording that song, Bruce Woolley left to form the Camera Club, who recorded the first version of that very song. While that initial version is now highly regarded as it featured a young Thomas Dolby on keyboards, it was the second version of the song that made its way to number 40 on both the Cashbox and Billboard charts in the United States. Let's listen.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Down.
the song that hit number one in Australia, Austria, France, Ireland, Italy, Japan, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, and England, but peaked at number 40 in the United States in Billboard and Cashbox both. Those were The Buggles, with the very first single ever aired on MTV, Video Killed the Radio Star.
Universe Top 40. Number 20.
Johnny Thunders was a staple of the New York rock scene who came to be known throughout the city in the early 70s as a member of the New York Dolls. After the Dolls had experienced some recording success, they suffered from internal problems and played their last show in December of 1976. Johnny then formed a band called the Heartbreakers with Jerry Nolan and Richard Hell, formerly of Television. Now, that band had no affiliation at all with Tom Petty and his Heartbreakers. Later, when Richard Hell left to form his newest group, Richard Hell and the Voidoids, Johnny Thunders started producing records. Right out of the chute, he produced a winner when he found guitarist and vocalist Justin Trouble and took him into the studio to record the song Ponytail. As a single on Casino Records, it received some airplay but never caught on nationally. We think it should have reached number 20. Produced by former New York Doll Johnny Thunders, here is Justin Trouble with Ponytail. That was Justin Trouble, who later changed his stage name to Justin Love and released numerous singles and later moved to upstate New York to devote himself full-time to his talents in the visual arts.
This one went to 11.
My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. Now we are up to a song that really did hit number 11. In fact, on this very week back in 1974, it was the number 11 song on the Record World Singles Chart.
Midnight at the Oasis. Send your camel to bed. Shadows painting our faces. Traces of romance in our heads. Heaven's holding a hand. Slip off to a sand dune real soon. Kick up a little dust. Come on, cactus is our friend. He'll point out the way. Come on, till the evening ends. Till the evening ends. You don't have to answer. No need to speak. I'll be your 50 girls to attend him. They all sent him the jump man's beck and call. But you won't need no harem, honey, when I'm by your side. And you won't need no camel, no, no, when I take you for a ride. Come on, Cactus is our friend. He'll point down the way. Come on, till the evening ends, till the evening ends. Midnight Abbey Oasis, send your camel to bed. Got shadows painting our faces and traces a romance in our
with a song that was number 11 45 years ago today in Record World. That was Maria Muldaur with Midnight at the Oasis.
Number 10.
The Wonderments consisted of members Darian Sahanaja on keyboards, Nick Walusko, also known as Nicky Wonder, on guitar, and Mike D'Amico on percussion. Other part-time members have included Brian Kassan, David Nolte, and Proben Gregory. The group formed in 1992 and released a vinyl single, Proto Pretty, which gained traction when it was reissued on a Rhino Records compilation CD. After several critically acclaimed recordings, some of which were played on the legendary KROQ in Los Angeles, the band evolved into the touring group that became Brian Wilson's backing band. All of the members of the Wonderments appear on the Brian Wilson releases Live at the Roxy Theater, Brian Wilson on Tour, Pet Sounds Live, and Brian Wilson Reimagines Gershwin. From the early 90s, here is one of my favorites, one that does not feature Brian Wilson, and one that certainly should have been a worldwide top 10 for the Wonderments on their own, Carnival of Souls.
It's the
with a song that should have been a worldwide top 10. Those were the Wonderments with Carnival of Souls.
Number nine.
Now we are up to a song that really peaked at number 9 on the Billboard charts in the United States. It is a song originally written in 1969 for the Saturday morning cartoon series The Groovy Ghoulies. The producer and vocalist on the song, Richard Monda, put together a group of studio musicians and re-recorded one of the cartoon songs with slightly different lyrics. He then submitted it to the Sunflower Record Company, which was distributed by MGM at the time. Instead of using his own name, he listed the recording artist as Daddy Dewdrop. The record caught on and peaked at number 9 in Billboard and number 5 in Cashbox. It hit number 2 in Canada and number 10 in Australia. Here is Daddy Dewdrop with Chick-a-Boom.
Last night I had a crazy dream about a chick in a black bikini. Oh, she looked so good, she couldn't be real. She must be a magic genie, but she disappeared around the corner. All I saw were three doors and the top of her bikini. I made it through the first door, there was a party going on. I asked about the chick, but what they said was free.
Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, boom, boom.
I found the bottom part behind the second door, which took me to Africa, I presume. This really far-out cat was screaming half crazy. Fall, fall, balloon, ball, the long bamboo. I said, hey man, cut that jive and tell me where the chick went. But he looked at me as spaced as could be and said these words, but I wonder what he meant.
Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom. Just love it, chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom. Don't you just love it, chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, boom, boom. Oh, don't you just love it? Hmm. Don't you just love it? Don't you love it? Don't you love it? Oh yeah, don't you love it?
Don't you just love it now? I opened the third door and there she was. And she whispered so sexy and low. Ooh. I tried to do the same and impress her with my style. But while I said this, I never know.
Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, boom.
With a song that really peaked at number 9 on the Billboard charts in the United States, that was Daddy Dewdrop with Chick-a-Boom.
Universe Top 40!
Auden and Gray should have reached number 8.
Now we are up to a band from England that recorded a song back in 2006 that is modern and great and certainly should have reached number 8. The name of the band is Gomez. The individuals who comprised this band once had a gig during which they played beneath a tent with an overhang. They couldn't be seen from the outside, so they made a sign for a friend of theirs named Gomez and placed it outside the venue in order to guide him into the band's performance. The sign read, quote, "Gomez in here," close quote. Well, the other people listening to the show presumed that the band's name was Gomez, and the name stuck. So, here is the band that accidentally named themselves for their friend, Gomez, and a song that's modern and great and should have reached number 8, Airstream Driver.
All the angels on the wire, get a glimpse from the heights, go carefully, carefully. Oh, Airstream Driver, she shoots but never misses. Step down, passing traffic, go carefully, carefully. Stream driver, I will return the favor. Oversleep the rain.
miles on the wire, getting dizzy from the heights. Go carefully, carefully. Oh, that strange driver, she shoots but never misses. Step down, passing traffic. Go carefully, carefully. Oh, that strange driver, I will return the fever. Oh, that sleep the rapture. Go carefully, carefully. Let's go carefully, carefully. Oh, that's dream driver.
Song that is modern and great and should have reached number 8, that is Gomez with Airstream Driver.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Now we are up to our little slice of heaven at number 7, and it is truly a heavenly sound. Curtis Owsley was born on February 7, 1934, in Fort Worth, Texas. He began playing the saxophone at the age of 12 and became accomplished in jazz, pop, and rhythm and blues music. He was offered scholarships to study music in college, but he went directly to work as part of the Lionel Hampton Band. While Curtis worked with Lionel Hampton, he learned the art of arranging music. Because of his quick progress in arranging and executing saxophone solos, he undertook a huge gamble and moved to New York City to become a session musician for record labels such as Capitol, Atco, and Prestige. During this period, he recorded with Buddy Holly, Andy Williams, The Coasters, and Laverne Baker, using the stage name King Curtis. Even though Buddy Holly actually wrote the song Reminiscing, he was so taken by the saxophone work that King Curtis brought to the recording session that he caused a nightmare for several publishing companies by simply giving King Curtis the songwriting credit as payment for his session work. While working as an in-demand session player, he also recorded instrumentals as a solo act. One of those instrumentals was called Soul Serenade. During the 60s, King Curtis began producing recordings with Jerry Wexler, including one for the famous Joe South song, Games People Play. In the late 60s, he recorded 3 songs with Jimi Hendrix, but the tapes were destroyed in a fire at the Atlantic Records tape library. In March 1971, he appeared with Aretha Franklin at the Fillmore West, the recordings of which became 2 separate live albums, Aretha Live at the Fillmore West and King Curtis Live at the Fillmore West. Then, in July 1971, he played on John Lennon's Imagine album, providing saxophone solos on the tracks It's So Hard and I Don't Want to Be a Soldier. On August 13, 1971, just a month after his recording sessions with John Lennon, King Curtis was stabbed during an argument with a pair of drug dealers he discovered on the steps outside his Manhattan apartment. Curtis was attempting to carry an air conditioner into his apartment when one of the two dealers, Juan Montanez, refused to move from the entrance. While most of the details surrounding the disagreement between the two have been lost in the mist of time, they ended up fighting, and during the course of that fight, Montanez stabbed King Curtis. Curtis was taken to Roosevelt Hospital, but they were unable to save him, and he died. By sad coincidence, Roosevelt Hospital would be the same hospital that would also attempt to save John Lennon 9 years later. King Curtis's killer was sentenced to only 7 years for second-degree manslaughter and was released on good behavior after serving approximately 5 years of that sentence. King Curtis began with Lionel Hampton, one of the greatest names in jazz. Then he moved on to soul and rock and roll. In those genres, he worked closely with the greatest names there as well. John Lennon, Jimi Hendrix, and Buddy Holly in the rock world, and Aretha Franklin in the soul category. With our little slice of heaven at number 7, here is King Curtis with a song that Tom Petty was known to play on his buried treasure show, Soul Serenade. King Curtis with Soul Serenade as our little slice of heaven at number 7. Since our last broadcast, we have received messages from all over the world. Artur from Spain tells us that he heard our 7440 kilohertz broadcast using a Bearcat DX1000 receiver with a 10-meter long wire. He reports 23432 at best and reports deep fading. He loves DXing and says our show was a nice surprise for him. Well, Artur, we are thrilled to receive your report and hope we make it onto the airwaves over Spain again next week. Fernando from Portugal left us a message, sending us greetings from Lisboa. Well, Fernando, we wish you the best and send our greetings to you. Master B from Northampton in the UK sent us a message on Mixcloud. He hopes that we are having a great day. Well, Master B, we are, and we hope you are having one too. Can you hear us? If you can, please send your comments, questions, and reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. We would love to hear from you.
This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 6.
Now we are up to our bonus track at number 6, awarded to an act that has placed at least 6 albums into the top 40 of the album chart. Today's act has certainly done that and would certainly be considered an album act rather than a single act. Combining their studio album output with their live recordings that have been released, the band that started its existence as the Warlocks have put out more than 200 albums. They have hit the top 40 of the Billboard singles chart, though, exactly once.
Truckin', got my chips cashed in, keep truckin', like the doo-dah man, together, more or less in line. Just keep chugging on, on, on.
Arrows of neon and flashing marquees out on Main Street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street. A typical city involved in a typical daydream. Hang it up and see what tomorrow brings.
Dallas got a soft machine. Houston, too close to New Orleans. New York got the ways and means and just won't let you be.
Most of the cats that you meet on the streets speak of true love. Most of the time they're sitting and crying at home. One of these days, they know they gotta get going. Out of the door and down to the street all alone.
Chugging like the doo-dah man once told me you got to pay your hand. Sometimes the cards ain't worth a dime if you don't lay them down.
You know she isn't the same. Living on Reds, vitamin C, and cocaine. All a friend can say is ain't it a shame.
Looking up the Buffalo and thinking you got to mellow slow. It takes time to pick a place to go. Just keep trucking on, on, on.
Staring out of the hotel window. Got a tip, they're gonna kick the door in again. I'd like to get some sleep before I travel, but if you got a warrant, I guess you're gonna come in.
Busted down on Bourbon Street. Sit up like a bowling pin. Knocked down, it gets to wear it thin. It just won't let you be.
Like hanging around and you like a travel. Get tired of traveling, you want to settle down. I guess I can't revoke your soul for trying. Get out of the door, light out and look all around.
Sometimes the light's all shining on me. Other times I can barely see. To me.
with our bonus hit at number 6. That was The Grateful Dead and Truckin'. My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. At number 5, we have a two-person recording act that is basically the remnants of a group we played several weeks ago, The Breaks. After RCA Records released the debut album by The Breaks, the lead vocalist and main writer, Susan Jerome Taylor, and her husband, multi-instrumentalist Pat Taylor, were the only two musicians from The Breaks that RCA retained. The label changed their name to Drama and revamped the recording process. As a result, their fan base was flipped. Hardcore fans of The Breaks didn't really know what to think of Drama. Yet, Drama found a completely new audience with its 80s darkness and synth rock. To their credit, Susan and Pat made an extremely listenable record in order to keep RCA happy, and one of their best decisions was to recruit a world-class guitarist to augment their sound. Who was that guitarist? The ever-present Jack Holder.
I'm alone all day.
On Alt Universe Top 40, that was Drama with Moment by Moment.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 4. Now we are up to number 4, which usually means that we're going to play a song that did considerably better in England than it did in the United States. This week, though, we are going to flip things around and play a song that was a huge hit in the United States, but it didn't even chart in England. A few weeks ago, our bonus hit at number 6 was basically a collaboration between the Flint, Michigan album rock act Grand Funk Railroad and their one-time producer Frank Zappa. Well, for this particular single, Grand Funk teamed with producer Jimmy Iyener, who also produced Three Dog Night and Eric Carmen, and they also teamed with string arranger Tony Camillo, who arranged strings and horns for Gladys Knight and the Pips, and had his own hit with the disco funk instrumental Dynamite. All of these vastly different musical influences converged to generate one of the catchiest songs that hit the airwaves during the late spring and summer of 1975. With lead vocals by Mark Farner, here is a song that did not even chart in England, but certainly should have made it up to number 4 there, just as it made it up to number 4 in the United States. This is Grand Funk with Bad Time.
To be in love.
Song that should have made it up to number 4 in England just as it did in the United States, that was Grand Funk with Bad Time.
Making changes that time and taste demand. This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 3.
Now we are up to our number 3 from way downtown, and today we're talking about downtown Atlanta, Georgia. The four-man new wave rock act, The Producers, began their existence as a Beatles cover band called Cartoon. After they started writing their own material, they changed their name and began to pack the clubs and were signed to Portrait Records. Their first album for Portrait was released in 1981. It contained the track What's He Got, which didn't chart but did gain some popularity as a music video. So, with our 3 from way downtown, here are Kyle Henderson, Van Temple, Brian Holmes, and Wayne Famous, collectively known as The Producers, with What's He Got.
What's he got that I ain't got? He's got you. That's what he's got.
Are three from way downtown. Those were the producers with What's
All
He Got.
Universe Top 40.
Number two.
Now we are up to number two, which means we are going to play a song that we think should have hit number one. And just like Elton John's Pinball Wizard from last week, we're going to play another track that would have easily reached number one had it actually been released as a single. When Stevie Wonder released the ambitious double album Songs in the Key of Life in late 1976, it became only the third album to debut at number one. Very quickly, Songs in the Key of Life spun off two memorable number one singles, I Wish and Sir Duke. But another track from that album received overwhelming radio support and was played almost universally as if it had also hit number one. number two, which would have been number one had it been released as a single, that was Isn't She Lovely by Stevie Wonder. Now we are up to our Hall of Perfection track at number one, and it is another one of those musical instances where the mood of the times matched a piece of music that was perfect for the moment. This particular song is easily the most successful single by the act that recorded it, and the act that recorded it certainly took a winding path from his native Canada up to the summit of both the album and singles charts in the United States. As a child, he was subjected to the same polio epidemic in Canada that affected Joni Mitchell. As a young rock and roll musician, he was a guitar player in a band called the Mina Birds with an American musician that later became known as funk producer and super freak personality Rick James. As it turned out, James was AWOL from the U.S. military and was unable to complete his obligations with the Mina Birds when he was apprehended. So, the young Canadian set out for California and soon found himself in another band. That other band just happened to release one of the statement singles of the 60s, For What It's Worth. However, even with its critical acclaim and almost immediate success, the band that the Canadian artist joined, Buffalo Springfield, was a fragile combination of personalities that did not last. After recording some guitar tracks that were used by the Monkees in the film Head, this singer-songwriter became a part-time member of the group that became the biggest supergroup of all the supergroups that formed in the late 60s. By now, I'm sure you know that I'm speaking of Neil Young, who, on somewhat of an off-and-on basis, developed a partnership with David Crosby, Stephen Stills, and Graham Nash. By 1972, though, Neil had already recorded a solo album called After the Gold Rush. His follow-up was a somewhat hastily assembled album called Harvest, which became the biggest-selling album in the United States in 1972. From that album is a number one song that captured the melancholy feeling of the times perfectly, Heart of Gold.
I wanna live. I wanna
Perfection track, that was Neil Young getting a little background vocal help from Linda Ronstadt and his number one single, Heart of Gold. that's all we have for today. Please be sure to join us next week for another installment of Alt Universe Top 40. In the meantime, to check out our older episodes, simply download the Mixcloud app and follow Alt Universe Top 40. Also, you can follow the links on our website at www.altuniversetop40.com. As we mentioned before, we would love to hear from you. Please send your questions, comments, or reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. For our website and email addresses, those are all lowercase and 40 is a number. Until we meet again, keep making those good-hearted changes that time and taste demand, and keep on smiling through the static.